you watch someone really awesome date a mid-ass dude.
And you're like, why do you care what he thinks of you?
Yeah. Actually, I want first string. Liquid Death is going to be second string.
Okay.
First string is going to be my Red Bull. Right. I haven't had Red Bull. I haven't really had caffeine. Oh, that's good.
Are you having a religious experience, a spiritual experience over there?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Okay, goddamn. Okay. Oh, that is good.
Well, good. I'm glad. I was just looking for stuff to buy for the wall.
Oh, at the house or here?
Here.
Oh, it's getting pretty filled out. It's doing really, you're doing a fantastic, wonderful, amazing job, honestly.
Thank you. We just have a couple of frames left that are empty that I would like to see
of course.
Filled. And then the wall will look really full.
It looks really good on the camera. I've been slowly zooming it out. I don't know if anyone has noticed or not. Yeah. Slowly zooming it out because you can probably see the stuff on the side.
Yay! I love them.
I'm trying to think which is my favorite. I love Petit Grenou. I don't know how to speak French, but
I know.
The frog is my favorite. Also, I love the ghost. Mm-hmm. The ghosties. Like,
yeah. We're going to put a full tour up on Patreon/Discord.
Right? Yeah.
When the wall's finished, but it's not finished. So.
Welcome to the pumpkin patch.
Stay tuned. Also, yeah.
Is it pumpkin patch or pumpkin patch?
It's pumpkin.
You did put pumpkin. Perfect.
Pumpkin specifically.
I like how a stupid vocal tick turned into our brain. Yeah. It just makes sense.
Our little vocal stims. Yeah, we gave the Discord server a little facelift this week. It is now the pumpkin patch, and I'm really excited about it. It seems like everybody else has been pretty receptive, which I was nervous about.
It's just some color, new colors.
Well, but I mean, a lot of us are neurodivergent. That's and fair. Like moving people's things around when they're neurodivergent.
Honestly, can't really.
Can push their buttons a little. So I was curious to see the reception.
There's like a leftover sticker or something on my desk at work. And I was like, who the fuck put this here? And it like I was like ready to like rage. But I was like, Aaron, it's just a sticker. You can just throw it away.
Just
and I
throw
picked
it away.
Up. Yeah, it was like off of a piece of you know how stickers come on things that have like the warning label and stuff on them?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like that. And I was like, Aaron, just throw it away.
Was
it's
it
fine.
A sticker that said for rectal use only?
I don't know what joke I want to make there, but why?
Have you seen that subreddit?
No.
There's a whole subreddit of people who buy those stickers in bulk off of Amazon.
For rectal use only?
Yeah, it says for rectal use only. They're these little blue medical stickers.
I want some.
Yeah, people will just put them on random things, and you can put them on stuff that's like pretty funny.
And they look official?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, some of them look more meme-y, but some of them look more official. It's pretty funny.
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's like one of my favorite things.
How did I not know about this?
I don't know. I feel like we've talked about it before. Maybe it's just been a long time.
Maybe it has been a long time. Yeah. Welcome to the pod, everyone.
Yeah, hi. Welcome to We Should Unpack This. I'm Mickey.
I'm Aaron.
We talk about stuff here.
We were just talking about this a lot, especially after watching the Secret Wives of Mormon Lives. TikTok is just such a fucking, it's a slot machine of becoming an influencer.
Yeah.
And
which
kind of
sucks.
It's just fucking annoying to me. And I don't care. I'm a bitter thirder lifer.
It's hard
and,
not to be bitter about
you
it.
You know,
it really
like,
is.
There's so many thoughts.
I know.
I can feel like, if it's like sludge, I feel like Sauron. You know the sludge after?
Ew.
That's my hate. That's
also,
the hate ass.
Hands up if you've been watching Rings of Power.
I like it. I think it's mixed reviews. I don't ever read anything. Also, anytime we watch it, I'm just like, oh, damn, we're watching the trilogy again. Actually, I'll watch all six. Because even The Hobbit
I love
is even.
Them.
I don't give a fuck. It's also, too.
They're so good.
It's so, like, I know, I'm sure D&D probably took from that. Because we said Lord of the Rings is first.
Absolutely.
But it's just so perfectly. I love. It's just, like, so D&D coded. It's not even D&D coded. It's just, like, very fantasy, which I fucking love that shit. I think especially the episodes, too. Little spoilers.
Yeah.
But, like, when they're just adventuring and they're running into little spookies
and
ghosties and creatures
just
and stuff.
Little bits and stuff,
I just want to watch a whole fucking movie.
Me too.
I don't give a fuck about plot. I want it to be, like, what's that movie with Matthew McConaughey? Or, like, old 80s movies where there's no plot. Mm-hmm. Not really a lot of stuff happens. You're just...
Yeah. It's just adventuring.
You just adventure, like, you, like, literally just get plopped in to this world.
Yeah.
No explanation, no nothing, and you just pick up the pieces.
Yes.
But, like, I just want to be plopped in to a little band of heroes who just, like, is adventuring. Maybe they're even trying to go somewhere. Like, you don't even, like, there's not even, like, a big bad they got to take care of. And they're just going along their way and just solving fucking you know,
Punky,
fucking Questin.
You
know,
have just described what D&D is.
I know. That's why I love playing D&D.
That's why
I know.
D&D is so fun.
Oh, I thought the camera.
Camera turned
what
off.
What was that sound?
I don't know. I wonder if the table creaked a little bit.
Oh, that's
our coffee table is made of fiberglass, which it's really cool. Or not fiberglass. Is it fiberglass?
Plastic? I don't know. Glass? It's not glass.
It's like plasticky.
Polyurethane? I don't know.
Yeah,
I just
so
made
when
that
you
up.
Move it, sometimes it makes a little creaking noise. But
can we just talk about the lyrics in the song Decepticon? I'll read them. They're so good. This song is so crazy. If you've never listened or read the lyrics.
How did we get here?
I don't know, but can we stay here for a minute?
No, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Everyone knows this song. Everyone doesn't know this song, but it's classic. I'm not playing it because copyright.
Yes, of course.
But, okay.
Who's
my favorite
the song by?
Le Tigre.
Oh. Yes, yeah. Easy with that, because that might get copyrighted.
If I get copyrighted, then good for me.
No, that's really happened to people. Yeah, I'm being so serious. Okay. Like, be careful with that.
This is my favorite. This is, like, good fucking, this is good-ass lyrics right here. Where is it? Oh, yeah, this is so good.
How
your
did
lyrics
get here?
This is straight up. Not because I'm bored that I'd be entertained even by a stupid fucking linoleum floor. Linoleum floor? Your lyrics are dumb like a linoleum floor.
Like a linoleum floor?
Linoleum floor.
I didn't realize that that's what they said there.
Yeah, just walk all over you. It's so good. Those are good lyrics. That's fucking punk.
That's one of those songs that I check in for the chorus where you're singing a bunch of just silly little, you know, gibberish words and then check out. For the rest of the time.
I'm going to read some more of these lyrics. It's so good. This is the same song. Because you're not familiar with the lyrics then, right?
Not really.
This is one of those moments too where I was like, I never listened to the lyrics, heard the song 1,000 times. And I was like, what's actually going? Because it's like, lyrics are secondary. This is about, okay. This is about groove. Okay. This is great.
Did you find it?
I mean, I already had it. I'm just deciding. It's not that. It's a song. Mm-hmm. But also it's just fun. Like, okay. I take you home now. I watch me get you hard. You're just a parrot when you're screaming and you're shouting, more crackers, please. More crackers, please.
Oh, my God.
You want what you want, but you don't want to be on your knees.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I did not realize those were the lyrics.
And who does your hair? It's so good.
Oh, my God.
Also, are you ready for some more? This is like the
this
first.
This is just Decepticon, the analysis podcast, I guess.
This is the first. And then this is amazing. Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
I can see your disco. Disco dick is sucking my heart out of my mind. I'm out of time. I'm out of fucking time. I'm a gasoline gut with a Vaseline mind.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but it's so good. Okay. I think
I think maybe that's enough of the explicit lyrics for
now. So, but like, in the song though, it does like, you're like, oh.
I would never know that.
Why?
That's
right?
Crazy.
That's actually fucking nuts.
That's
I know.
Very explicit. I had no idea that it was that like.
Yeah.
Descriptive.
So descriptive. But that's the thing that's saying. It's like, it's so crazy. It's like when people are like, oh, semi-charmed kind of life or something. I'm trying to think of something. It's like,
yeah.
It's like talking about a horrible, I think crystal meth or.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, addiction.
Yeah, an addiction.
Yeah. It's just amazing how they're like, it's like when we talk about kids shows and they're like, wow, those were some really adult jokes.
Yes.
Or, like,
have Shrek
you
seen is kind of
the
a,
old Disney movies? I think there's like lewd photos and stuff.
I've seen the old Disney movies.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sir, hello.
I had one sip of Red Bull, and it's like I could feel. Like this.
How did we
this
get
is
here,
gasoline.
My
Who
love.
Gives a fuck, guys? I don't. You know what though? You know what? Everyone wants to watch their rage baits. Everybody wants to watch their things, but like ours is just chaos. Yeah. Ours is chaos bait because you think you're watching something, and bam, we're talking about something else.
I feel like how our audience must feel sometimes because I'm like, what is happening? Where are we? Like, I just am. I've been brought along for a ride.
No, I'm done.
That I didn't know I was.
Honestly,
on.
I'm done. Let me know. I'm off topic. I know. I'm off topic.
It's fine.
So
I don't remember what we were talking about. We were talking about the Discord server, I think.
And I must have thought Discord, disco dick.
Yeah.
And then, because you said polyurethane. This actually makes sense because polyurethane and linoleum are like two human created things.
I can follow that.
Chemicals.
Yeah. Plasticky.
And
then,
yeah.
Also, it looks like my whole boob is out on the side of my armpit. It's not.
Oh, okay. I mean, we kind of already put it out on the pod before.
Yeah, that's true.
But like in a
it's
medical sense.
It's just that
sense.
The armpit holes on the shirt are like really wide.
They're really wide.
And to be clear, I have pasties on, so no one is seeing my boob. But
I kind of want to know what I would look like with that shirt on.
Anyways, we were talking about the Discord server getting a facelift. We also now have YouTube memberships that are identical to the Patreon mm-hmm. tiers. So you can get access to the Discord server by joining
two different ways now.
The YouTube memberships at the $5 and up level, or by joining the Patreon. So I'm very excited about it. I think it's
fun.
Thank
you guys for all of your support, seriously, by the way. And being so fucking awesome.
It's been really fun. I'm excited about like the newness of it all. I like new things.
We're doing watch parties in the Discord too.
Yeah, yeah, because we started watching The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Immediately got yeeted off of YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
Again.
After we wrapped that stream yesterday, when we're recording this, it was yesterday, I was like, wow, we didn't get like any copyright issues immediately. Immediately popped for copyright. So I was like, well, okay. But even without that though, we wouldn't have had time to finish the whole season.
Yeah,
because there's 8 episodes, and even watching 2 episodes per, we're gonna run out of time because we're watching Love Is Blind.
I know.
On October 2nd.
Do we know any of the contestants yet for Love Is Blind?
No, which honestly I'm fine with, because I like to go in completely fresh. Yeah,
yeah,
just not really knowing anything and no biases.
Do on screen, just completely black the screen out for the
I have said this before, because back in the day when we first started doing live streams, I had to put the overlay on because obviously things would get copyrighted immediately.
Obviously.
And people were really upset about it. Like when we first started live streaming, people would get really mad and say all kinds of crazy things in the chat. So
you should do a poll for the next one and see if people want to watch the beginning part blind.
Oh, like blind?
Like just like have a black, just
completely blacked just
audio
out screen.
Only.
But I've been saying since the beginning that, like, honestly, this is really not that different than actually, like, what we're doing is like
the experiment,
being, like, really like a high level of fidelity to the experiment. Like, y'all are just also part of the experiment. And then we do like reveals during reveal day.
Everyone's
and
the experiment.
I think it's really fun.
Except yours doesn't include Nick and Vanessa. So
yeah, no, Nick and Vanessa
definitely better,
but I think it's fun. I enjoy the like, you know, not being able to see anything.
And also everyone gets to play bingo this time. Did we say that yet?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We haven't announced that yet, but we're doing bingo again when we watch
stickers.
Love Is Blind. And we're doing giveaways for stickers, like we did last time. But everybody who watches, and wants to play bingo can play bingo for prizes. So you don't have to be a Discord member to get prizes, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be interesting.
I'm excited.
I don't know.
I like sending the stickers out. It's nice to get them out to people.
Yeah,
and
they're
such good stickers, too. You've done such a good job.
I know. I ordered a whole new batch of stickers right before we had to suspend the last game because I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So we're doing that this time.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Are you just dying 1,000 deaths over there trying
to? No, I'm freezing.
Oh, we'll get a blanket.
No, it's okay. I kind of want to see. I want to mind over matter this.
Why?
I don't know. It's like when you.
That's so very male.
That is pretty male of me. No, because I know once we get going, I'm going to get hot. Like, I know as soon as that air kicks off. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was under, it was like 65 degrees this morning.
Yeah. Speaking of temperature, it was actually a little chilly
I was
this
like,
morning.
I might
and
have
last
to wear
night.
A shirt outside.
I know. Yeah, I was telling when I, because I got a haircut this past week, and I was talking to my stylist about it, that our yard, you can kind of see into our neighbor's yards a little bit. And to be clear, we would never look into our neighbor's yards like that. I'm not doing that. It's just that, like, situationally, you can kind of see into their yard sometimes, or you can, like, see, you know how, like, in Home Improvement, you can, like, see that guy's hat. It feels like that.
Wilson, right?
Sometimes. I don't know what his name was.
I can't fucking
but it kind of feels like that. Sometimes when I'm out there in the morning with the dogs where I, like, have a bonnet on and, like, no bra.
You go out with your bonnet on?
Oh, yeah.
The whole world
can tank see? Top. Yeah. And I'm just wearing, like, a tank top with no bra. And, like, sometimes I'm straight up in my underwear and my Crocs.
Yeah.
Because I just cannot be bothered. And, like, we're up at 7 a.m. with the dog. So it's, like, not really a time that I want to be awake anyways.
No, hell no.
But, like, our neighbor will come outside sometimes and I'm like, hi.
I
just my bonnet over there.
I know. I think I had to go out there one time.
It
was an emergency. And I was out there in my underwear. And I was like, no one's ever outside. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
And of course.
Of course.
And of course.
We were talking about this, though. When we were kids, we used to think it was crazy that our parents would walk around in their underwear or, like, you know,
yeah,
go into, like,
dad.
The garage or the backyard or whatever with their underpants. And, like, now as an adult, I'm like, I do not care. I
but
do not
also,
care.
In a much more real sense nowadays, too, like, my shorts are almost shorter than my underwear sometimes.
Yes.
So, like.
Yeah.
What's the difference? It's all covering the same bits.
Well, and also, like, me wearing my underwear outside is literally no different than wearing a swimsuit outside.
Yeah. Also, like, I'm in my own fucking backyard. Don't look in here then.
Leave me alone. I should be able to wear whatever I want.
Literally.
I know. But it's just a funny, it's such
like
a strange and vulnerable
thing. It's not
like we're
being voyeurs out in the middle of the fucking front porch or something.
No, it's just that I want to let my dog go pee and not have to
and be then go fully back to dressed. Bed. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's
oh,
cold. Yeah. It's starting to get cold, so I'm going to have to start wearing sweatpants and stuff.
That means the jackets are going to have to come back out.
I know. That's the most, hoodies. Like, fussy part of it, though. It's like, hold on, I got to put the leash on the dog and then put my jacket on and get her a little suitcase thing. And it's like a whole...
It's a whole thing.
Kerfuffle. Yeah. It's very annoying. Savannah is doing great, though.
She's doing so good.
Update. She's now, like, walking with much less of a limp than she was.
We were a little nervous about the muscle growth. Yeah. Yeah. It is crazy how quickly do humans' muscles atrophy that quickly?
Yeah.
I guess if you're just laying around.
Absolutely.
Like bedridden. Like that's.
Yeah.
It's really scary.
It's not great. Yeah. She had some pretty scary muscle atrophy or just like lack of muscle definition or I don't know. But her leg, when you would touch it, it was like floppy. There was like no. Like no firmness in it, like when you,
because she's a little beefcake.
Yeah, yeah. So we really were being very serious about the walks, and now her legs look back to normal.
On another note, too, her other leg is probably a lot stronger as well, too, because she's been compensating for. So that makes a little bit more sense.
No, I think that's kind of well, and that's also why dogs who get a TPLO are like at risk for getting another
one, obviously,
because it's kind of like a compensation thing. You're like putting a lot of stress on that knee. So
I also, total side note real quick, I just wanted to go back to the things you said. You just got a haircut. It is wild to me how much just a cut makes your hair look so alive,
so much more alive and healthy.
Also, if I grew my hair out, would I have to wear a bonnet?
You wouldn't have to.
Could I wear one? Or like what, a bonnet just protects your hair from heat?
No, so especially I wear one because I'm trying to minimize the amount of heat damage that I'm subjecting my hair to because I'm already bleaching it a lot, which is really like it's not great for your hair. And you run the risk of your hair starting to get really crunchy and crispy and just like looking permanently frizzy because it's so damaged. So the less heat damage that you can subject it to, the better. So what I do is after hair wash day, I will style it in some capacity. I'm either like doing a blowout on my own hair or I'll put it in braids so that it does the little like curly hair thing. Yeah. And then you put it in a bonnet so that you can like protect the style and like keep it the same.
Oh, yeah.
Because if I sleep with my hair just out, then like the heat from me sleeping on it and like if I drool on it or like if it's like humid or whatever.
Like marginal.
No, my hair is so sensitive too because I have naturally curly hair.
Oh,
so like even the tiniest little whiff of moisture and it starts to do weird things. So if you put it in a bonnet and just like leave it up there, then you can sort of protect it for like a week until it's hair wash day again. People who have curly hair will wear bonnets to like protect the curls and keep it from frizzing. And obviously the reason that all of us know about bonnets in the first place is because Black women have talked about their hair care routines, which bonnets are helpful as like a protective measure, again, to like keep their hair sort of like protected, but also to like minimize frizz or, you know, like their styles being moved or, you know.
Thank you for explaining that.
Yes.
I feel like you've told me that before, but it makes a lot more sense this time. Sometimes I just need to hear it twice.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. My hair's pretty hardy, I feel like. I feel like I would need to.
Okay.
I feel like I got good hair.
It depends on what your hair texture is.
Mine's just straight.
People
just
who have pin straight hair probably need a bonnet like less, I guess, in theory.
Yeah.
But also, it does keep your hair from getting tangled, too, which I really like.
That's fair.
And for me, because I have chronic migraines, it keeps my hair out of my face so that I can avoid the sensory nightmare of like my hair just all everywhere without putting it like in like a tight clip or a hair tie or something, because that will give me a migraine. Because
I did the Bieber there for a while.
You did. You had long hair.
I did the Bieber. We started dating with the Bieber hair, actually.
You were really the talk of the town.
Throwing one of these at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my hair is the straightest thing in this body now that I'm thinking about it.
The only straight thing about you is
your
hair.
I should grow it out again.
You should.
Yeah.
I think you would look cool with a little top knot.
I feel like if you play guitar, you also have to have long hair.
Sure.
It's either long hair or shaved.
Oh, that's fair.
I feel like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know.
I wanted to make a segue earlier, and I want you to know it took every ounce in my body not to.
Yeah.
And the segue, if you're ready.
Sure.
Is, do we think the Mormon wives use washcloths?
No.
I don't think so either. I literally saw another article saying you don't have to shower every day.
Which, like, sure.
Like, fine. But, like, just tell, stop telling people to, just, like, people, let people do their hygiene, but also be clean.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Hygiene is a sensitive thing. I just think it's strange when people shame other people for wanting to be clean.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
That's bizarre.
Like, if you don't want to shower, like, I mean, I don't shower every day. But, like, if you don't want to shower every day, you don't want to use washcloths or whatever, like, that's fine. But acting like people who do use washcloths or, like, really want to scrub or exfoliate are weird is so rude.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Like, what is that?
Like, mind your business.
It just feels like a white ethnocentrism thing because, like, a lot of people who do use washcloths and, like, have a interest or, like, I don't want to say fixation because that's the wrong word, but, like, I don't know, like prioritize, like exfoliating.
Yeah.
And acting like that's weird just feels like a sort of implicit racism, you know?
Speaking
of. Like, white people are inherently cleaner, so we don't have to do that. And like, no, y'all are just as funky as the rest of us if you don't clean yourself. Speaking of this clan of women,
I...
Why do they call themselves a clan?
If I have to hear the word mom talk...
Why do they call themselves a clan?
If I have to hear the word mom talk one more time, let's just talk about this too. We'll start there. Let's just start there. Let's just start there because...
Hold on. Oh. Quick primer, in case you didn't watch the stream, we are watching a show called The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Last year, the year before, on TikTok, there was a huge scandal where this group of mom friends who were all Mormon wives and mothers were all... Well, there was one of them who openly admitted that they were all part of this group of people who were soft swinging is what they called it.
They said orgy on the thing.
Yeah. There was also the word orgy thrown around. And so that became the subject of a lot of contention and confusion because people were like, what does that mean? Like, do you even know what soft swapping is? And like all of this stuff. And obviously that's also shocking because Mormons are, you know, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, pretty famous for being really conservative and, you know,
but also held in a much back. More real sense, exactly the people I would expect to talk about experience like this.
Yes.
Like only with
also,
them.
Also, I want you guys to know that I said that phrase one time. Like I made a joke with that phrase in it one time.
Which one?
In a much more real sense. And now Aaron can't stop saying it.
You know what's so crazy is too, it's like one day the people in my brain were doing this and they're like, what if we just put that one there instead? And like I can't turn it off.
Yeah,
now.
It's like all in there now. I'm so sorry.
Also
what's wrong?
Nothing. I also noticed the other day with our friend, because we've been one of our friends that we've been talking to a lot more. I accidentally copied their mannerisms. No, you wouldn't notice. You didn't know it, but because I was sending a snap.
Yeah.
And I did the same way, and I was like, "Oh my god, no!"
What'd you do?
No, I don't want to tell you.
Tell me.
No, it was the cadence. It was the cadence I was using.
Oh yeah. Well, tell me. We can cut it out.
No, don't make me.
You have to tell me.
No.
You would make me tell you.
No.
You would make me.
It was a thing. Just about my cadence. I made my cadence sound the same way our friend talks sometimes.
Yeah. Well, what was it?
It was just about the person telling me to have a blessed day, and I said that's weird, and I just it was very imperceptible. But I
want to know. Tell me.
That is what it is. I'm telling you. I don't know how much more to explain.
I want an example.
I don't know how to do that on the fly.
Well, just tell me what it was.
What?
Well, how did you know that you mimicked their cadence?
Because I put like a pause where I normally wouldn't put a pause. Because when I talk, normally I just fucking plow through.
Yeah. So where did you put a pause? In between what words? Like, give me the sentence that
I can't remember exactly the word. Why are you?
Because I want to know.
Harassing me like this.
Harassing you. What? I'm not harassing you. I just want to know. I think it's interesting.
I don't think it's that interesting.
I think it's interesting think that you're embarrassed of it.
No, I think it's time to move on. It's just that it's very like neurodivergent when you copy people's speech patterns.
Yeah, I was going to say, we do that all the time.
I know.
Because I've noticed that I've started doing that when I say bye to people. I'll go, okay. And like start saying bye to people.
Because the channel or?
No. Because of the way that our friend talks. Yeah, when we are like getting ready to leave or whatever. Yeah. Or when we like have wrapped up like a subject of conversation. They'll go, okay.
It's when you can tell we added another organism into the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they'll go, I'm so excited.
Or just like little
it's
amoebas.
It's like an inflection thing I think is really funny.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it is. See, now that we're pointing it out.
Anyways, we've been fucking off for 30 minutes.
All right,
we should talk about this show.
All right, let's do some roasting.
Oh, that's what I was doing. I was giving people an explanation about what the fucking show is, and then we derailed so fast.
Mm.
So,
I should take an Adderall today.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is a show on Hulu that basically follows, it explains like the TikTok scandal about all of the soft swinging and all of that stuff in the first episode, but then it follows their friend group and all of the shenanigans that they get into. Well, it's not shenanigans, I guess. The first first
shenanigans
episode,
sound fun.
Yeah, the first episode is like actually kind of sad. It's about all of that and like how their friend group actually is really mean to each other. But then there's also a woman who is involved with a man who is ticking all of the red flag boxes for domestic abuse or domestic violence, rather. Mm-hmm. And there's like the police get called and she gets arrested and it's a whole thing. So we're talking about that show. If you haven't watched it, that's like kind of a basic explanation is that it's a bunch of Mormon women who are really mean to each other, all kind of in each other's yeah. business and drama.
And I won't make any promises, but for the next half an hour, we are talking about this.
Sure. Sure we all are. Right, all right, hold on. Before we talk about that, I want to readjust and get okay. comfortable. But it's fine if I just don't move. Then I won't aggravate it.
If you talk really quietly mm-hmm. around your... It's like chronic issues. I can't hear you.
Sometimes I really think that I have EDS.
Honest to God.
Because.
As someone who lives with you, I kind of fucking think that too.
Well, like, what are my joints doing? Why are they this
loosely,
way?
Loosely, they have a loose
But appreciation. I don't have any of the hypermobile things though. Like I can't do the thumb thing.
Pumpkin, we've already got off topic and we didn't even mean to.
Sorry. I can move my thumbs back really weird though. Ugh. You can't do that, huh?
We can do this. We can stay on topic
let's
for
focus.
30 minutes. We can do this. We can do this.
I did
okay,
take
so anyways,
Adderall today.
Let's talk about this. Let's get in the first one. Let's just get it right out of the way. This is going to be us talking about the stuff that can't be in the main channel video. No, well, yeah. This is the more bitchy and cracker side of this.
Yeah.
Let's get into the mom talk thing first. Let's just start there.
Ooh.
What is this weird thing? First of all.
Why do they talk about it so much?
First of all, mom talk encompasses. That's like me saying like. I make music.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What kind of music do you fucking make?
That would
because
be,
there's like...
Yeah, that would be like me saying like non-binary talk. There's so many people.
It's not like you are not the council.
No.
Also, mom talk encompasses all moms.
Yes, not just Mormon
like,
moms.
Literally.
And also, not just moms who do dances either.
Also, this is where I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to get back into it. I don't give a fuck. What platform, what morals, what ethics, what like message are you sending mm-hmm. by saying you have a following of people who are following you to yeah. watch you do fucking dances?
I don't know.
Love
I don't
TikTok.
Get it.
I do like generally like I love the dissemination of information.
Yes,
I
of
love
course.
The way like the community.
There's lots
thing.
Of valuable parts of TikTok and
absolutely. But also,
and.
God damn it, man. If I had to watch one more motherfucker get some exuberant? No. Nope.
Exorbitant.
Exorbitant amount of fucking money from yeah. a brand for fuck all.
Yeah.
God damn it. I don't give a fuck how petty that makes me sound. It fucking drives my fucking, it makes my noodle want.
I
like,
know.
Like just put a drill in there and just slosh it, that shit around.
It makes me, I think, less angry.
No.
Because I'm just kind of like, whatever, it's fine.
Then that's your, this is our driving styles, I think.
Yeah.
In a way. No, I'm not
well,
an aggressive driver. Anyways, continue. We can stay on topic.
Yeah, I think for me it's, I try really hard not to be bitter about other people's success and us not really getting,
because
it seems sometimes like people, especially on TikTok, you can just accidentally win the lottery by going viral for
yeah.
no reason. And then, you know, turn that into a platform where your content is not necessarily, you know, particularly ethical or educational mm-hmm. or philosophical or interesting or, you know, whatever. And like, to be clear, that's fine, right? Like entertainment is valuable also. And that's something that needs to exist in mm-hmm. order for people to exist. So like, I get that. And I think especially people who are Mormon and are like peddling this religion that's really repressive and that harms a lot of people's lives. And like, it's very much the like wanting your cake and eating it too thing that like you like
explain.
Especially this group of moms.
I want
right?
to, also I want to clarify. I just changed. I just had a change of heart while we were talking.
Okay, that's fair. This group of moms who they're all Mormon. They're all like openly acknowledging and admitting and like in some ways, you know, seeming to be happy about their association with the Mormon Church,
mm-hmm.
but then are also doing these things where they're like, you know, swinging, for example.
Yeah.
And like a lot of them are drinking and there's just a lot of like things that they're doing that are outside the church's purview,
yeah.
right? Or like what the church would want them to be doing. So they enjoy the benefits of like quote unquote secular
mm-hmm.
life, but then are also still kind of upholding this religion that really harms people. And so
it's the picking and choosing.
It sticks in my craw that people like that can be as successful as they are while they're still like participating in some way mm-hmm. in people potentially being harmed. Like, I don't fuck with that. Yeah. You know?
I want to perfectly thank you so much for saying that, because I want to clarify my position. Actually, that was the Red Bull talking back then. I was fucked up back then. I think the thing that grinds my fucking gears is when certain people, and I won't name other creators too that I see this happen to, also, of course, other therapists, but when people, it's like they want to nitpick people to death about, you know, all this other shit. And then meanwhile, we have these people over here who are like into
doing
and like
the worst things you
and
can
just
be.
Being rewarded.
Yeah.
Just left. It's the grade A student. Like, I'm not going to cheat on this test. Yeah. And meanwhile, the kid that's cheating gets the same grade. And it's like, who really gives a fuck?
Or gets a better grade, actually.
And so I'm going to
like
take,
that kid got into an Ivy League college and I'm in fucking like state, like community college, even though I did like all the work on my homework.
I want to, and I'll get
that
it.
Sucks.
I would like to clarify further too. I think it's very telling. I think some people use the success of their platform very well, responsibly, do great things with it. But then also too, it's the same thing. It's like the Kardashians, like when we, like we're utilizing this thing, we got famous for fuck all.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like, I don't know. I guess the thing, like, I'm not saying we should be, like, the judge of characters, because, like, who the fuck are we to judge?
No, yeah, exactly.
But also, too, I guess it's just irritating when, like, depending on what side of the internet you're on, this is the vault thing again with the fallout. Like, depending on what side of TikTok you're on, you get different rules. Like, even creators that we know, like,
their audience
gives them much more leeway with certain things than, like, say, like, also, that's why the thing when people are like, oh, like, the cult stuff or whatever, like, I promise you, like, we couldn't get away with nothing if we fucking wanted to.
No.
Like, far from it. But then, meanwhile, like, we're out here making dancing videos talking about how we're changing the face of the Mormon religion and giving women more rights.
Yes.
And then, like, doing the, like, simultaneously ostracizing themselves from their religious side.
Yeah.
And then the secular, like.
Yeah. Like, being unlikable by all angles.
Yeah.
It's an interesting and strange thing. I don't know. I don't get it.
So, also, okay, so anyway, so yeah, to keep us, look at that, we're staying on track. We're focused.
I'm so proud of you.
We're amazing. We're incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the mom talk thing, that's weird. I hate the way they say it. They're saying it like they're the council on,
that's the other thing that confuses me. It's more so just a thing where I'm like, but you're wrong. It's like the autistic thing where like when someone's wrong, like I need to tell you about it.
Yeah.
Because they talk about like one of the literal
is
quotes.
Is mom talk dead?
Well, one of the literal quotes from one of the episodes is, well, you know, it's really up to us to redeem mom talk. What are you talking about?
I don't think mom
like,
talk.
The delusions of grandeur are like.
I'm like, is this like a bit for the show?
Well, you're not a superhero.
Literally.
None of you are like.
Gotham
part
ain't going
of,
nowhere.
Yeah. You guys are not the soups. Like, you're not going to redeem any. Like, you're just people who are part of. And admittedly very popular, but part of a TikTok niche.
Yeah.
Can we just all like level set in the same reality that we are not saving lives here, right? Like I tell my friends that all the time. Like anytime somebody is having like a hard day at work or whatever, I was like, you know, we're not saving lives here. Okay.
Not saving lives here.
Therapy, I think, is a gray area because that's like different, you know?
Yeah.
But like, we're not doing surgery, you know, this is not rocket science. Like at the end of the day, it is okay. Yeah. In fact, for you to walk away from your job and just be like, just a job, you know, it's just a job. It's fine. It doesn't have to define you. We really do not need to make such a to do about it. Like the attitude of like, we're the only ones who could save all of the moms on TikTok. Like, really, Whitney? Really?
Literally.
Like, are you okay?
Also,
do you need
the
help?
Who the fuck? Who was it that went to Hawaii for 2 months?
Whitney.
You know,
I think
if it's the same person, like it just makes it like this, like I wouldn't be caught dead telling people just casually decided to go to Hawaii for 2 months. Do you know how expensive Hawaii is?
But also like, can white people stop moving to Hawaii, please?
God damn.
Can we please stop doing that? They don't want you. They don't want you there. Stop moving there. It's weird. It's just fucking weird. No, you don't need to just stop. Stop that.
Also, like if also all these women are so. They don't like each other.
No.
They don't like each
other. That's one of the things I'm going to talk about in the video for the main channel, which is that the friendships on this show are awful. They're so mean to each other.
Also, again, and also going further, because the friendship thing and then the one woman's parents being like, oh, your friends can explain sex to you?
Yeah, or she like, I thought your friends would have explained it to you or whatever.
Like, I let Dr. Ruth educate me on sex. Like, you can, I just find it hard to believe. It's not hard to believe. It is very easy to believe.
Yeah.
I guess my curiosity is, with this lack of curiosity, like Google exists.
Yeah, but
Like not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I think it's also important culturally to understand that they equate all imagery, education, discussion of sex, intimacy, relationships to be equivalent to pornography. Okay. And that if you view it once, you will develop a pornography addiction, and that it will ruin your life, your marriages, your relationship, and that that sin is equivalent to murder. You have essentially just murdered somebody by Googling, where is my clitoris?
But meanwhile, we're all okay with soft swinging.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that's the thing is that, like, that's kind of outside of, I mean, definitely no one in the church thinks that that's okay.
I just don't. Also, can we also talk about is it Dakota and
And Taylor?
Oh, it's hard, but like, ooh, there's so many really sad layers there.
Yeah, but there's a lot to unpack there.
Did we get like a I don't even know how I want to address it. The like, well, obviously the cops getting called on her.
Yeah, well, on them.
On them,
really? Yeah.
Do we believe it went down like that?
What do you mean?
Like the way, like the her. Throwing
a chair and all
that. I know,
because
normally we're so ready to jump to the woman's defense, but.
Well, and I do think that it still wasn't her fault alone, especially seeing that he is like checking all of the red flag boxes. To be clear, I do think it's incredibly irresponsible to get blasted out of your fucking mind and then hang out around your kids. Like, if you're going to get drunk like that, you shouldn't be around your children. Like, that's just. Like, hardline, irresponsible.
Yeah,
that's not okay. You know, because even if it's something as benign as you falling and hurting yourself, you know, like, that's traumatizing for a kid to witness. If you're alone, then, like, that begs a whole bunch of questions about safety and all of that. Like, and also, you can't properly care for your children.
Yeah.
You're not a safe or, like, reliable caretaker for kids when you can't like walk a straight line, even like if your kid wakes up from like a nightmare or whatever and needs something, or like falls and hurts themselves and needs something, and like you can't take them to the doctor or like, you know, put a band-aid on them or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Like, that's not a responsible or safe thing to do. Don't do that. But at the same time, I am not going to be at all in the camp of people who are like, Taylor's the worst. Like, she's awful. Like, I think Dakota's the worst. And I think Taylor's being abused. I really do.
But also, too, I can't imagine a situation where, like, the police get involved between the two of us. And then, like, hey, let's go get sushi.
I know. Well, that was before.
Oh, that was before?
Way before.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Yeah, no. That was way before. No. The police thing's way, like, that's the very end of episode one.
But her and Dakota are cool after, I'm guessing.
So there's 11 months in between episode one and episode two.
Oh, so some time went by.
That's why she's like 9 months pregnant in episode two.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you see,
I was trying to explain that to you.
I did not under. Babies, you get pregnant and then you.
I had a feeling that it didn't land, but I was like, that's fine. Yeah. So there's 11 months of time that passes between episode one and episode two.
Why did that happen? It just worked out that way, I guess?
I don't know. Hmm. Maybe it had something to do with the arrest. But Dakota and Taylor are still together. She got pregnant. I mean, because if 11 months passed between episode one and episode two, at best, she was like 8 weeks post-arrest situation when she got pregnant, if not maybe sooner. I don't know. And to be fair, it's kind of hard to calculate pregnancy because they calculate technically your gestation from the end date of your last period, I think, which is silly. Yeah. That's not really how pregnancy works. Yeah. But still, I mean, there was a relatively short amount of time that passed between them having this really emotional and scary domestic violence incident and them seemingly being on good enough terms to get pregnant, which is not great. Which also, again, I don't know, that feels to me like the thing that an abuser does. Right? Which is, this is literally like the cycle of abuse, right? There's like a blow up incident, and then there's a repair episode, and then there's a period or incident, and then there's a period of stability. Like, this is what abuse looks like.
I think it's just so, like, the Mormon church is such a mess. Like, I feel like it's just so not serious.
I feel like it's also really telling that after this incident, her friends abandoned her. Not because they, like, disagreed with her decision to stay with him or whatever. They abandoned her because it didn't look good for mom talk that Taylor had gotten arrested. Yeah. They're literally sitting around a table at a coffee shop at the beginning of episode 2 talking about how Taylor is so stupid and, like, you know, it's so embarrassing that she's pregnant. No, and, like, you know, can you believe so that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, like, we don't want to be around her. And, of course, it's Whitney, I think, that was leading this conversation being like, we can't, it doesn't look good for mom talk for us to be around her, you guys. Like,
what does it fucking matter?
She's tarnishing the image of mom talk. Well, that's the other thing that's so funny to me. They're not like, is they're that on there. Like, well, that like,
it's not like their character is what's the pivotal,
that too,
quintessential thing of their. Of
but also, they have already been embroiled in a scandal that most serious and devout Mormons wrote you off like a long time ago. So, like, who are you? Who's the perceived audience? I guess. Like, I'm so confused about who, from their impression, is their perceived or actual, like, ride or die audience. Who are those people? Because I'm assuming they're probably people of faith to some regard, because a lot of people who are ex-Mormons or, like, not religious people would not touch religious influencers with a 100-foot pole. I'm not going to go fucking hang out on a religious influencer's page. I think that's strange.
You know what else I think is strange?
What?
How into the Reddit they are. They're in their own snark.
Oh, absolutely. They're in their own snark subreddit.
If mom talkers, if you guys see this, it's not good for you. It's not worth it. It's so not worth it.
Don't look at your own Reddit pages.
Also, too, I know it's fine. I can't tell if it's because, like, I don't know. Like, acknowledging that Reddit exists, it just feels like a little, I guess it's not cringy. It always feels like a little cringy to me.
I don't,
like,
think it's cringy. It doesn't feel cringy to me, but I think it's because the only parts of Reddit I've ever been on were, like, the less incel-y parts.
Like, I basically just use r/all. Like, I use, like, yeah, that for, like, general news and shit, because I don't like have any r/all.
It feels very male.
What does that mean?
Because Reddit has a predominantly male and, like, a lot of times incel-y or, like, sort of misogynist user base.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
All the things tends that to be things that are upvoted by who is predominantly that's on fair the website, which are people that I don't really fuck with.
That's fair.
So I hang out in, like, the, you know, like, Tucson subreddit. The, like, I don't know. I visit the tarot subreddit a lot. And I like looking at the Grey's Anatomy subreddit. I've been a big fan of the Grey's Anatomy subreddit.
Which
for
one?
For a long time.
Like,
oh, also the Good Place subreddit. Love that one.
For the TV show?
Yeah. I'm in a lot of TV show subreddits. Yeah,
which is fine.
It's just that, like,
makes perfect sense.
It's a bunch of silly little shit posts about, like, it's like a real, it'll be like a 3x3 grid.
Oh, I
and it'll say, yeah, like the best person
those
or the worst person, the funniest person. And then you just, like, go through week by week.
I love that. That's
voting
so fun
on who you think is who. And, like, I love that shit. I love those little posts.
But yeah, the being in their own, it's just so fun. Also, to admit it on TV is just so, like, reading their own. No. Also, we were talking about them finding out stuff about each other
from Reddit before they had the time to tell talk each other. That's crazy. Wild. Actually, unhinged behavior.
But I think it's just so funny to me when they're, because I think it is. It's like, honestly, it's delusional. It's a little delusional. Them talking about one, like, saving mom talk, like it's fucking Middle Earth. Them talking about mom talk as if they encompass all of mom talk.
Yes.
I feel like we could have niched it down some. In a world that loves titles and labels, like, we could have niched it down.
The thing that's so interesting to me, too, is that even, because to be clear, we don't know that they just make dance content also. We have not even looked at the content that they make.
It is true. I haven't. I'm just,
they
I'm
could
totally
be making pulled a whole bunch of content that we don't know about. So, like, let's be clear about that. And even as a person who makes mental health content, who, like, I mean, from the outset, we've been pretty clear that the goal is to educate and, like, give people space to feel human and, like, really validate and normalize, like, human suffering and, like, you know, the things that we don't really talk
life is
about.
Hard. Yeah.
I have no illusions of, like, saving the world.
God, no. Fuck no.
Like,
fuck
that's
no
not even on the radar. Like,
that's
really
not your impression of me, by the way.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Not
but, like,
me.
We're in a niche that I think by a lot of accounts is part of, like, a helping, you know, profession. Like, we're part of a niche that a lot of people would classify as, like, oh, that's, like, actually, like, for the greater good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even as a content creator in that niche, I have no illusion about having to, like, save therapy talk or whatever the fuck. Like, who cares? You know, I'm just, like, a dude on the internet.
Just like
and
a dude.
I want to talk about things that matter to people, and I want to make people feel seen. Yeah. And like, really, that's the goal here, and that's it.
Yeah.
And these people who are making probably lifestyle content, parenting content, definitely like dancing and like entertainment style content, are like out here like da, 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 like we're saving the world and we're saving moms and we're saving Mormons. Yeah. And like, are you okay? What are you talking about? I don't understand what that means.
I think
I just don't get it.
I think also too, because they put the focus on their looks and like physical attributes and stuff. And then in the intro, then they like basically only show them doing dancing videos for the TikTok. I think it for me, I think I figured it out. Guys, we figured it out together. Is it bothers me when people water down? Because it's like that thing where like, oh, TikTok's so fucking stupid. All you get is dancing videos. And it's like, yeah, if that's all you like, you get dancing videos. But the algorithm is actually quite incredible.
Yeah, it's really intelligent.
And so, like, if you're only getting that, then it's like, that's on you.
Yes.
So, like,
that's the
it's
shit
just
that
annoying.
You're liking. Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, now I'm like, am I defending TikTok? But it's like, weird. It's like, no, it's more than that. Like,
yeah, because it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really interesting, intelligent, thought provoking, philosophical, educational content.
We've learned so much from TikTok.
Yes. And there's a lot of incredible creators who are sharing their expertise from their professions and from their, like, you know, educational or professional points of view that is like really necessary and also like surprising because it's been, you know, behind a paywall traditionally type of content. Mm-hmm. And these women are out here talking about single-handedly saving all of the moms because they're making lifestyle content or because they're like making one Instagram feed post about a vibrator. And like, can we be so serious? Please, can we just
relax? If I could
eye roll
the emoji, if I could do the eye roll emoji bigger, it would be me right now.
It's just the thing where when people really fancy themselves as like changing the world.
Yeah, that's it's.
But they're like not really doing anything that's that interesting
also,
or inspiring.
You know? You know what it is for me too?
What?
White savior shit again.
Yeah. No,
like,
it definitely
who are you saving? Like, God, like.
It's, I mean, it's the thing where they like, they fancy themselves the center of the universe. And it's because white women think that they are. Like, I think they probably are really under the impression as like white, rich, and like, especially in a very, you know, like
insular,
very like bubbly kind of environment. They think that they are, you know? And like, it's just I think it's a byproduct of a shitty culture that they're not individually responsible for, but I would hope that after unlearning enough to become swingers, to become like sexually interesting or like interested, that there was also a hope to educate yourself about the other aspects of your religion and how that has like held you back in other places. But it's not. It's the very, you know what it is? It reminds me of the Bethany Beale take.
Go on. Keep going. Keep going.
Like, I want to be sexually liberated. I want to reap the benefits of secular culture in X, Y, and Z ways. But first of all, I don't want anyone else to reap those benefits. And also, like I don't want to have a conversation about where my lack of sexual liberation came from, because that would cause me to have to reckon with the fact that my religion is actively oppressing me. And so therefore, no, I refuse to have that conversation. And instead, I'm just going to make some silly little lifestyle content and talk about my kids and talk about my vibrator now, I guess, and like pack it up. That's the end of the conversation.
I got my bag. Let's
We're
get
not
here.
Having a conversation about anything beyond that. And like, that's so phony.
It is phony.
So
also,
phony.
That's the part that I don't understand is too, is like, you guys are basically like one step away excommunicated at this point.
Yes.
What do you need the church for?
Yes.
Who gives a fuck? Mom talk would just be mom talk without the church. Like,
but also,
the Mormon aspect, like, who would even know?
You could be a spiritual person. You could be a religious person. You could be a Christ following person. You could be a God fearing person in any other capacity that just doesn't include oppression.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that confuses me
is when people treat religion
as though it has to include the oppressive parts. And it doesn't.
Literally.
It does not
like,
at all.
Why is that? It's because it's so baked
there
in, though.
There are plenty of religious people who are like very devout religious people, but just don't believe in oppressing themselves or others.
Yes. Can you please? I know you'll be able to do this too. Can you please? This is going to be incredible. Watch this. Can you please share that thing that Rhett and Link said about religion and people looking for God and not finding it in the church?
Yes.
Say it. Do it.
If I can find it, I will post a link to it in the description. But it was an episode of Ear Biscuits that Rhett and Link made where they were talking about their deconstruction journey and all of this. And Rhett was talking about how people are leaving the church, like especially children, are leaving the church
going,
in crazy numbers now. now. And it's because they have been taught by their parents to read the word of God. I like got a little bit emotional the first time I watched it. He was like, you gave these kids the word of God and you taught them how to follow Jesus and they listened. And so now when they're looking around, they don't see God in your church. They don't see Christ in the four walls of your church. And like, that's a problem. So if you want them to come back to church, maybe what you should do is put God back in your church. You should put the word of Christ back in your church instead of trying to put your kids in this institution that doesn't have anything to do with the actual teachings of Jesus. They found Jesus in other places. And like, isn't that like so? That was crazy.
They are such good speakers for real. I know. They're like so incredibly well.
But also too, like the reality, because we were talking about this after we watched it, was that like I feel like I have become so much more of a spiritual person.
I know.
After leaving religion.
Me too. Honestly, watching, I'm like, damn, let me get some of that too.
Because
that
like,
shit's nice.
For me, it feels like a belief and just like trusting that like there is some kind of meaning in like what we're going through. Yeah. And not a like a there's a dude in the sky who's like puppeting us kind of way, but like just a trust in the sense that like the universe is like it means something, like it matters, like energetically there's like something that matters, like when people love each other and when people like express a genuine care and compassion for their neighbor, they're like that means something, man, like that matters. And I think that's so cool to be able to find that without the oppression and without the like weird fixation about other people's genitals or like their politics. Well, maybe not that. You know, in like the oppressive sense, like why can't we just embrace the parts of that that are grounded in love and compassion? Like that's literally the whole point. Like, especially as a person who, like, I went to church for a long time and I read the gospel over and over and over. Like, I read the book of Mark over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And the thing that I walked away from that with was the lesson that, like, loving your neighbor is what matters. Like, caring for people is what matters. Yeah. Why are we not allowed to, like, embrace that without, like, oppression?
All the other stuff?
Yes. Why is there this weird fixation with, like, being all up in each other's business and like
so,
needing to like, you have to be exactly the way that I am. That's the thing that I don't get about these like Mormon influencers who have broken away from the mold in so many ways, but are still strangely committed to this institution that like they openly acknowledge that it's oppressing them.
They talk about how that was the whole reason to like,
well, in the opening of the episode, they talk about how, you know, once I got married and I had babies, I was like, is this it?
And we had the worst sex of our lives.
Is this my life?
Yeah.
I don't want this to be my whole life. And so they found like a life raft in being friends with these other women who were making these dance videos and talking and like the friendship and all this stuff. So like, why can you not do that and then just acknowledge that you don't want to be part of the church?
And also too, because now they actually have influence and power and money and are self-sufficient and like have all the tools and privilege.
Yes.
Available.
All of them gather around in a kitchen and talk about how they're the breadwinners in their family.
Meanwhile, we're like, what are you guys doing with that? What are you guys doing that with?
Oh. Well, but like, I just don't understand. Like, why are you not able then to tell your husband how the cow eats the cabbage? Like, we're not doing that then. How about that? We're going to get excommunicated from the church and it doesn't matter, because if you want somebody to pay for your fuck ass hobbies, then guess what? Like, we're going to do things the way that I want to do them because I'm the one who makes the money.
If
like, there's literally no, and I guess,
you
to be
me
fair,
how eat the cabbage.
To be fair, it's a product of oppression. They probably don't even realize that they can do
probably
that.
Probably not. Probably
and we're
not.
Probably putting a whole lot of.
Well, when they watch this, because they're in their own stuff, then you guys will know.
Yeah, we're really flattering ourselves there.
Once you have power, if you have power and privilege, you're good to go.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
No, I think, to be fair, we're probably putting a lot of expectation on women who don't even realize that they have the ability to say that.
Yeah, it's like when you watch someone
because they've been oppressed.
It's like when you watch someone really awesome date a mid ass fucking fuck ass dude,
and you're like, why do you care what he thinks of you?
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
I know.
It's like a really slow. It's hard.
It is really hard.
It's hard for the heart.
I know. When Macy was talking to Taylor about Dakota and just telling her like he's not good for you. And like,
you could do better.
Yes. Like, you are so much better than this. And like, you really should
that
not
be. That was a real friend
him.
Moment right there. That was a real friend. That was actual.
I felt that real deep in my chest because I have had that experience in my own life. And it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad because you end up asking yourself this question of like, at what point do I have to do something or like stop doing something? Like,
it's a hard, it puts you in a really bad spot. Like,
it's really painful to watch somebody that you love so deeply and that you really believe in choose to tie themselves to someone who is so bad for them and like hurts them, is like a terrible person to them, and that they think that they deserve that.
Yeah.
That's so hard. Like, I feel really bad for Taylor because I think that's kind of what's happening, especially because Mormonism teaches women that they suck and that they need men and that they're flawed and that they're less than, and especially seeing the absolute compassion that just drips off of Taylor's mom and her parents.
That was wild.
Can we talk about how mean her fucking mom is to her?
She might as well just told her, like, you can go fuck yourself. Like, her mom, it would have been much easier in less words.
That's the thing that's always funny to me, too, when parents treat their kids like shit, are terrible parents, have done dick all in terms of providing them with like a healthy means of attachment. And then they're surprised Pikachu when their child has trouble in relationships. Like, you taught them this.
Where did we learn that?
Who was their first relationship? You. Like, who was their first meaningful attachment in the world? You. So their idea of what safety means is all fucked up. Because you guys fucking ruined it.
Blew the fucking,
Of course she doesn't know what healthy attachment looks like. That's your fault.
Yeah.
Like, you should do something about that, actually. Oh, it's just so sad.
A good watch, but a hard watch.
Yeah. I'm curious about the next couple of episodes because it seems like this shit is really hitting the fan. Although, I will say, we talked about this on the stream, too. Mm-hmm. The show has a strange nostalgic feeling. Mm-hmm. Like Teen Mom.
It feels like watching Dance Moms or something. Like
very Teen Mom kind of vibes.
Like old Kardashians.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
I will say,
with
though,
the like hopeful plucky music in between each thing, and the little like the slide where like the frame changes.
As a viewer, though, good job production team. Good job production team, because you guys found a good cast. Goddamn. Also,
hard to watch.
Also, now that we're at the end of the episode too, like, I don't really hate TikTok. I can't remember if I was gonna take that. Yeah. And also too, like, most like influencers, get your bag. You know, it's annoying it's annoying when people get it for fuck all.
Yeah.
But like, again, like, you know what, you know.
I think that's also an us thing too. We've talked about this before.
I know.
You
it's,
and I.
It's me.
I think.
Oh, really? Us?
You and I. I think you are probably more committed to it sometimes than I am.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, it's the other way around. You and I both are sort of the mind that, like, if you want something, like, to be successful, you should work really hard at
it. Oh yeah, we'll until these knuckles bleed.
Well, and like, I am very much the person who feels that like hard work put into something is like part of the way that it should be, you know?
Oh, I agree with that completely.
Well, and just that like the, it's almost like sort of a romanticizing the suffering of it all.
Oh no.
Especially, I'm like very much that person.
I love a good like having to suffer to complete the challenge.
Yeah, but then also like in the same breath though, like for you sometimes you'll like challenge me sometimes in being like, maybe there is a way actually that you can like work smarter and not harder. And I'm like, no, but there's glory in the hard work.
I know. We love the glory. We love
should
the fight.
Work hard just to do it. And you're like, no.
I think I oscillate.
That's good sometimes.
I oscillate sometimes because like, I think it's the manual labor job in me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm like, no. If you're not miserable and tired and fucking covered in sweat.
Then did you really succeed?
Fucking dog shit tired after, then like, did you even do anything?
Yeah, exactly. That's why
I think needless to say, a lot of the stuff from the beginning is just a us thing. Look at us projecting.
I know.
Look at me projecting.
It's hard not to be bitter when you work really hard at something.
Yeah.
You know, and then you see people
so
be
much,
successful.
You just wanna...
Yeah, it's hard not to be bitter about it when like you've spent a lot of time working really hard on it, and then it's just kind of like, you know.
But also too,
it's not the like blew up overnight and all of a sudden you're more successful than you know what to do with kind of a thing.
Yeah, and also too, in a much more real sense, the I would never take the TikTok grind. Because I don't think it's here. I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't choose that over another. Because like the real answer is like, I can like, why not just make more TikToks then, guys? Like, nah, fuck that.
No,
That is a that
TikTok
is a bunch.
Sucks.
I don't give a fuck.
TikTok content is so hard.
So as it is right now,
like
too,
it.
Like being an influencer as it is, I'm not
it's
an
a
influ-
lot.
Not even. I would not call myself an influencer. I'm just some dude that gets up here and
it may feel that way.
Spews shit.
Yeah, I feel that way about myself too.
But. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want any...
I don't like short-form content, too, I think is the thing.
We talk way too much. We couldn't even... We did make it, though. I told you we would talk about that show for half an hour, and we did
it. Yeah, we did. Yeah, I think that's the other thing, too, is that I prefer long-form content.
Oh, you couldn't talk for a short... If we try...
But like the popularization of TikTok has made long form content mm-hmm. less popular, which sucks. Like YouTube is
maybe
kind of
that's what it, yeah
YouTube
that's,
is having a crisis moment right now.
Someone said
as a platform.
Someone
I think.
Said they should just call it Tube because it's not about you anymore, and that really stuck with me.
My God, that's really sad.
That is so sad.
But yeah, especially seeing like YouTube videos turn into like similar types of content that are viral on TikTok.
I know.
And I'm like, no. I loved like then, old YouTube. I didn't love the old problematic YouTubers.
Because also, too, that's the other thing. We'll be like, okay, we'll make this short out of this or something. And I'm like, it's too long.
Yeah.
It's too long. We don't like, we don't talk in bite size.
Crazy
short. We just love to yap. We love to fucking yap.
Well, also, the content that we make requires a lot of nuance.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that in 60 seconds.
Agree completely.
The disclaimers that we make on Alone. The channel are
Think
longer
of the disclaimers.
Than 60 seconds. Don't make fun of me. I'm being serious.
No, I know.
It's crazy. Like, I don't understand how people make content in that short of a time.
I don't either.
That's not a thing I'm good at. We all know that clearly
maybe
as we're continuing to talk and talk and talk.
Maybe that's
when
what
we should probably wrap the episode up.
Is the death of long form? I don't know if it's the death of long form content. Just like the less.
Yeah, it's the it's certainly the death of advertisers wanting to spend money on long form content.
True. You know what I was thinking? We sound like some old boomers. Back in my day on YouTube, you would just sit down and watch a video for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean.
But
you know,
in a much more real sense, thank you guys and every one of you for being here. I can't turn it off now either because I'm not
You're memeing.
I don't know if I am, honestly. Quite frankly, I don't know if I can turn it off at this point. I'm not even fucking around.
I feel that you're fucking around.
No, I'm not fucking around. No, I feel like it's my outward appearance is probably that I'm fucking around, but I cannot. Yeah. It's a Red Bull.
It's a vocal.
I have so much caffeine.
It's fine.
It's such a fun, but it's such a fun way. Like, just say it.
I say it sometimes too.
But in such a more real sense, it's just like such a good it's like the olive drizzle on some good.
Yeah, that's fair. I think you
bruschetta.
Like it because it feels fancy.
It does feel fancy.
I think that's why you
so
like
distinguished.
It.
So distinguished.
Yeah. I think you like it because it feels like a fancy educated man.
It's like an accoutrement. No, is that the wrong word?
Yeah.
What is the right word?
That means like an accompaniment.
No, it's like flair. It's like flair. It's like razzle dazzle. That's your razzle dazzle, pumpkin.
Yeah. I said it one time, though. I think it's your razzle dazzle.
No, you say it
baby.
You say it kind of a lot.
I don't
Maybe
think I
not
do.
On camera, but you say it a lot.
I don't think I do.
I didn't learn it because you said it one time. I tell
I
you
I think it's your razzle dazzle.
I think it's your razzle dazzle.
Okay, us and our razzle dazzle are going to go.
We're going to razzle dazzle these.
Thank you very much for watching
Thank
the episode.
Thank you, guys.
If you like it, you can click the like button and the subscribe button.
You can join the tiers to hang out with us in the Patreon.
Yeah.
Nope, in the Discord.
Come hang out with us in the Discord and hang out at our watch parties and our little hangouts and our video games. Playing and all the things.
All the things that we totally.
Yeah. And totally. We'll see you for the next one. Bye.
We did it.